Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into some really fascinating stuff today, stuff that's been super influential for like centuries.
Yeah, we're talking about the Bhagavad Gita, which can be a pretty dense read. So we're doing a deep dive on chapter 5 today, the Yoga of Renunciation.
Renunciation. Okay, so right off the bat, that sounds a little intimidating, like giving up all my possessions and going to live in a cave kind of thing.
Right. Not quite what this chapter is about.
So what are we actually talking about then when we say the yoga of renunciation?
Well, it's more about finding this really interesting balance.
Yeah.
It's like how to be fully engaged in the world, in your work, in your relationships, but without being totally attached to how things turn out.
It's kind of like not being so obsessed with the outcome.
Exactly. It's about inner detachment rather than like physically giving up everything.
That makes a lot more sense because in our world today, it's all go, 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 got to achieve this, got to get that. It feels impossible sometimes to not be like totally fixated on those outcomes.
And you know, everyone's trying to figure out that work-life balance thing.
Right.
This chapter actually gives us a new way to think about that whole thing.
Okay, I'm listening.
Instead of trying to divide our time perfectly between like work and the rest of life, maybe it's more about finding harmony between them.
Harmony. So
yeah.
Instead of work-life balance, work-life harmony.
Exactly. And a big part of that is figuring out what your dharma is.
Dharma.
Yeah, it's like your purpose, your calling in life. And when your work is in line with that, it stops being this separate thing that drains you and becomes more of an expression of who you really are.
So does that mean to achieve this whole work-life harmony thing, we all need to like quit our jobs and go find our true calling? Seems a little extreme.
Not necessarily. I mean, back then they were talking to warriors and teachers and even kings, right? People who are already pretty locked into their roles. It's more about shifting your perspective, your approach to what you're already doing.
Okay, so it's about how we approach things, not about abandoning everything. How does that actually work in practice, though?
Well, think about it this way. Even if you don't have like a dream job, can you still find ways to be present and mindful while you're doing it?
That's tricky, but I get it.
Or maybe there are ways to inject more of your values into how you do your work, even if the work itself isn't your ultimate passion.
So even if you are, say, a warrior on a battlefield, which is definitely not everyone's idea of a dream job, you can still find that peace within yourself.
Exactly. It's about that inner state, regardless of the external circumstances.
Makes sense. So to bring this back to the yoga of renunciation then, it's not about running away from the world.
No, not at all.
It's more about changing our relationship with it.
Right. It's about showing up, doing what needs to be done, but letting go of the need to control every little thing. That's where the true peace comes from, you know?
That's powerful stuff. So as we wrap up, is there a question, something for everyone listening to think about?
Absolutely. As you go about your day today, see if you can notice where you're holding on really tight to a certain outcome.
Like maybe that big presentation at work or even just dealing with traffic on the way home.
Exactly. And ask yourself, what would it feel like to loosen my grip just a little bit? To approach that thing with a little bit more of that inner peace and detachment we've been talking about, just something to play with.
That is something to ponder. And for everyone listening, if you want to dive even deeper into how to cultivate that inner peace, make sure to join us next time.
Because we're going hands-on with Chapter 6, the Yoga of Meditation.
We'll be back soon.